Coming up in the future, we'll have all kinds of begonias, sun patients, Kong coleus, herbs. We do have some herbs, by the way, by now. They've come up ready. And a few citrus trees and so on. So we've got a lot of stuff there to look at. And actually, because our doors are always open, there's a lot of fresh air there, and those plants really generate a lot of oxygen.
It's the freshest air you're going to find by far out there at Green Thumb Nursery, and you're listening to the Green Country Gardener Show right here on your favorite station. So, my gosh, you don't have to worry about doorknobs or anything, do you?
No, you just walk right in.
Just walk right in.
We have elephant ear bulbs, too.
Oh, okay, good.
It's getting time to plant those, although the ground is a little bit cool, perhaps, but... If they were in the ground, they will be coming up very shortly, if the weather trends continue as normal. So anyway, we got those also. So all kinds of house plants and other things too. But just enjoy the flowers and the fresh air for a little bit. Those big old fans, well, they just clean out the air every 3 minutes in the greenhouse. So
it's
pretty fresh. So anyway, come on out and say hello. We also have, if you really want to, we can deliver to your house, no charge on delivery, and drop a credit card number off at the nursery, or just tell us, and we'll run it through, bring your receipt and your stuff. We delivered some dirt yesterday to some homebound people, and he and his children were going to make a vegetable garden.
Oh, wow, good.
So,
you know, you're going to have plenty of time for that with all this other stuff going on. You know, you got some time at home, so you might as well get out in the garden and do something
productive.
We do
have the dirt pile is covered up, so it's relatively dry, so we can deliver some dirt, too. So
good.
Despite all this weather. What's it supposed to do on Sunday, anyway?
Actually, Sunday's going to be really nice. Sunshine in 70. Now, Monday, another 40% chance of rain. Monday night and into Tuesday, and it won't be till Tuesday night where we get clear again. But
here it comes again.
There you go. You get another good day on Wednesday with a high of 65, and another chances for rain on Wednesday night and Thursday, and even Thursday night.
I come home every day covered in mud.
You do.
Head to toe.
This is Oklahoma. That's not supposed to happen.
No, it's not supposed to happen. Anyway. So anyway, in the garden right now, your fruit trees, the fruit trees are buttered out right now.
Yeah, they are.
I see the cherry trees are in bloom at this point.
Looking nice.
Some of the Kwanzaa cherries in town are in bloom. The peach trees are starting to bloom. So you really don't want to do anything to your fruit trees at this point.
No.
I know the plum trees pretty well have bloomed out. So if you do have plum trees, which I do, you'll probably want to begin a spray program. And I like to use the organics. The neem oil works very well to control fungi as well as insecti on your fruit trees. So spinosad is another one you can use, which is safe to use on fruit trees also.
Great.
So we've got those and several other chemicals per se that you can apply that are environmentally friendly, as well as the hot stuff.
The hot stuff.
So anyway, not a whole lot to do with those fruit trees. Just make sure they got plenty of water, which they do, and plenty of sunshine, which they do, and they should do just fine.
Great.
Your pruning should be out of the way on your fruit trees. You should have done that last winter. I know I did mine. And you need to make sure they're pruned up at this point. It's too late. Okay? So that's kind of it with fruit trees. Not a whole lot to do right now. So keep in mind using neem oil and spinosad for your insects. I use that. The neem oil on my plums had no worms on my plums.
Your plums last year were outstanding.
Worm-free plums.
And
it was done completely harmless to the environment.
Larry comes in, he says, see this? Plum jelly, man. It's plum good.
It's good. Still got some 2019 plum preserves.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so I had some of my oatmeal today.
Oh, you did? Good.
So oatmeals and cinnamon and plum jelly is really good. So anyway, the vegetable garden this week, it's almost time to plant those worm season seeds. You say that once. Say that three.
Worm season seeds.
Hey, you're good.
I'm not training.
Consider rotating. Consider what you planted where last year.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't plant. It's not a good practice to plant tomatoes in the same place year after year.
Your crops.
Rotate those crops. You can learn something from the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe plant okra this year. nothing better than pickled okra or
I love that
fried okra or something. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway,
my family looks at me. They see that coming out on the salad bar, and they say, "What's that?" And I say, "Oh, pickled okra. It's good for you."
Yeah, it's not bad. So time to get that ready. Also time to plant some cool season vegetables. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, we do have some that are already up and ready to plant. And things like radishes and onions. And, well, too late for onions, but radishes, lettuce, and spinach can be planted now.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds, they'll be up pretty quickly. So I don't know that you can get spinach plants because they do come up quick enough.
Boom!
Yeah, but anyway, so we've got some stuff for that too. So that's kind of it with the vegetable garden. You might consider companion planting, and we can get into that a little bit later with companion planting. Or we can talk about it now, for that matter.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I have a chart here, so it kind of shows what you can plant with other things as far as compatibility is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So actually with tomatoes, let's skip on down to tomatoes. And remember, a member of the onion family, such as onions,
mm-hmm.
chives, scallion, things like that, do very well. Nasturtiums and marigolds, asparagus, carrots, parsley, and cucumbers. So you might consider planting those around. A lot of people plant marigolds around their tomatoes to help keep the insects away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So nasturtiums are also good also for that. And onions, carrots, and whatnot. What you do not want to plant near your tomatoes is Irish potatoes. I don't know about what's with Irish potatoes. I'm Irish, or was at least, a family.
Yeah, yeah.
But fennel, you don't want to plant fennel around your tomatoes, cabbage. Any members of the cabbage family, you want to keep those away from your tomatoes as well.
Okay.
So that's on the tomatoes, that's pretty much your compatibility list. So anyway, you might consider doing some of that. And this information is available pretty much easily online. Just type in companion planting.
Companion planting.
Works very well. So while you're planting your tomatoes, you might consider getting some onion sets. And some marigold seeds and nasturtium seeds also.
Okay.
And they help them out a lot. Also, the heirloom tomatoes are very good about being disease resistant.
Yes, they are.
And fairly productive. And if you want a hybrid tomato, get one with all little letters after the name.
Works best.
Yeah, those are the most disease resistant ones.
Mm-hmm.
And with our weather such as it is, mm-hmm. we might be getting a little bit of problem with some diseases on our tomatoes.
All right.
So we want to be very conscious of that this year and get either the heirlooms or those with all the letters at the top.
Alphabetical tomatoes.
Well, they got verticillium, fusarium wilt resistance, and nematode VFN, nematode resistance, and there are other leaf spot diseases, bacterial leaf spot that some of them are resistant to also. So it's good also to plant them in an area with good air circulation as well. So you know, stagnant air. Or put a giant fan in your yard. So keep them away from the fence, if you will, because the air circulation tends to be a little bit stagnant closer to the fence where there's no limited circulation. And plant them far apart, 3 feet.
Give them some social distancing.
Give them some room to grow. You can't plant your tomatoes 8 inches apart, no.
Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work well anyway.
You'll have all this beautiful foliage, but very little tomatoes.
Yeah. And the whole goal is to have big tomatoes.
Right. And if you did not have good luck planting your tomatoes last year, in other words, and a lot of people had bad luck with their tomatoes, perhaps the soil is just too heavy, and it might need to be prepared. And when we do landscaping for people, they'll tell me, I want to plant some vegetables over here. Well, here comes the compost. And we blend that into the soil. It lightens up our soil here. Our soil here tends to be so heavy, and the compost has a very good function to lighten up the soil and make it more aerobic so the root systems can establish. It also helps hold water, store water, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Acts as a storage mechanism for water, too. And that helps your tomatoes an awful lot. A good root system will yield some really big plants. Really big tomatoes. Yeah.
Gotta work that dirt.
You'll have this movie about the giant tomatoes.
Killer tomatoes.
Killer tomatoes, yeah. So anyway, so if you want killer big giant tomatoes, you want to really do some good ground prep.
We're going to take a quick break, and don't forget, you can always get a call through at 1-800-749-5936, and you're listening to the Green Country Gardener. Now, coming up, we've got more of the program after this 2.5-minute time out.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals, and Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out and buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generator for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses, so we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Spring is here and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is open. For those of you that don't want to get out, Green Thumb offers curbside service or delivery to your home. Ultraviolet light kills viruses and Green Thumb's plants are treated with ultraviolet light by Mother Nature. And arriving weekly, vegetable, herbs, trees, and shrubs. So come see what's new at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Make your home stand out from the rest with a new look that Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling can give you. They're contractors that offer bathroom and kitchen remodeling, trim carpentry, custom cabinetry, and hardwood refinishers. Voted best custom cabinetry of 2018 and offering veteran, firefighter, and law enforcement discounts. That's Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling. Call today for your free estimate, 918-214-6348.
Local COVID-19 coverage you can count on.
Become educated. Let's not make rash decisions. Let's not spread panic and misinformation.
This being caused by the pandemic is, you know, the need for local people to support local businesses.
With what that distance learning, we're very thankful and appreciative of our community support.
We don't want to give out information that proves later to be wrong.
To keep the public informed and safe.
Bartlesville Radio. We're here to prepare you, not scare you.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Country Gardener, and also a little information along our network lines. We have another 2.5-minute break coming up a little bit later on today, too, in the next one. So just want to make sure all of our partners are informed. And right now we're back to the show, and your calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936 as we get ready to really try to get something done. We're seeing a lot of green today, and I'm kind of inspired by that, Larry. And you know, it kind of makes. I've already mowed my yard twice in 1 week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mostly weeds.
Oh, yeah, I scalped that my Bermuda grass last week. Got the old snapper out, poor little thing. It got it down real good though.
Kevin, did you get yours all fired up and
Well, I got to tell you, I did that about 3 weeks ago, actually. And it was looking pretty good. And you remember last fall, Larry, when I told you I was going to use my Roundup on my on my fescue?
That's what you forgot to do.
Well, no, I did it in certain.
That's right, yeah.
And I showed, but you can see every spot I skipped. I have strips of fescue out there. Remember all that?
Oh. Yes, I saw.
Did you see those?
I saw a satellite image of your yard,
and you can even see where
you spelled your name out.
You can even see where I could made turns.
You got crop circles out there.
Yes, his name's spelled out is lack of weeds.
So the good news is this fall, when it happens again, I'll be able to see where I didn't do it. And I'll be able to go do it. All right, Larry. Here's the good news. those UV rays are killing all that stuff on those plants, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Viruses, bacteria, and all that don't like ultraviolet light. So get out in that fresh air and sunshine.
And work in your yard. Had a little rain this morning, but I think it's gonna be all right after today.
Yeah.
And we can go dig in the mud and do some of that.
Look at these boots.
I know.
You can live it in the mud.
Kevin always knows when I come to the radio station.
So Larry came out last week, and we were looking at something that I was going to do, and I ain't got to it yet, Larry, because it's just, we've been kind of busy up here now in the rain. This afternoon, I said, I think I'll mow this afternoon. I'll do some things out.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen, is it?
I'm going to do my yard.
But the good news is you can still work in your yard out in the fresh air, and Green Thumb's open, and the UV, there's no virus on those plants or anything like that because the UV rays have killed them all.
Typically, you don't have that problem with the light, with the sunshine, the open sunshine being exposed to your plants, so we're pretty good on that. You still want to exercise caution inside the sales
room. Absolutely.
But as far as outside and in the greenhouse is concerned, it's pretty safe.
And I did hit, I guess it's humid and warm in the greenhouse. And viruses typically don't like to live in warm, moist climates.
Well, yeah, we keep the fans going, and it keeps the air cleared out. And we have an evaporative cooling system in there. And that makes it kind of humid, so they don't like that.
So anyway, but those pretty purple flowers are everywhere that you see in people's yards. Oh, my gosh,
they're getting ready to fade out. That's what we call henbit.
I know it is.
Yeah,
the henbit.
And it doesn't like the warmth.
So we've had some 80-degree days.
So if you got henbit right now, I wouldn't worry about it too much. It's getting ready to die out. I'd just mow it down. Don't go spraying everything all over the place. It doesn't really, because it'll just die off anyway.
But where I did spray last fall?
Yeah, you don't have any.
I don't have any. Strips again.
Let's see what happens when it comes time for the Bermuda to come out.
It's greening up a little bit. I got some.
A little bit.
A little bit. It's okay.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Kevin. The Bermuda grass will be fine. It was dormant.
It's going to be fine. It was dormant.
I did mine with some round that got rid of the Poania about a month ago.
Poania? Let me tell you, that's another one that just give it a little heat. It'll go away.
Oh, yeah, it'll go away. But it does kind of suppress the emergence of the Bermuda grass. So you do want to try to control it whenever. So anyway, that's gone. And worked on my beds a little bit, then it rained. Front beds.
I did walk by house the other evening a couple times.
Yeah.
Walked by, and I kind of did an inventory of your yard, Larry. So anyway.
Don't laugh too much.
It looks,
he's not going to save.
It looks better than it did 10 years ago, 5 years ago. I got to tell you, it looks a little better now.
Well, that's good. I'll be working on it tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got to turn the soil in the beds and get ready for some flowers and things.
Yeah.
Need to get some mulch, too.
Mulch?
Mulch. I need to go find some mulch somewhere.
You don't have any out there?
We got tons, I know.
You deliver it, too, don't you?
You bet. Just give us a shout. We'll
bring
it out.
Is it free delivery?
Uh-huh.
Free delivery.
Free delivery. Yeah.
In the bags or bulk or both?
Either way, yeah.
You know, I've always bought it in the bulk, but man, it's to move it around.
The bags are a lot easier, really. I would get it in bulk at the house, and people, where'd you get that? Said, well, Green Thumb. You
know. Green Thumb Nursery.
But my snow shovel broke.
Why? We don't get snow. Larry, so
no, we don't get snow. But I use it to scoop the mulch up. Does a very good job, or did a very good job.
Mulch shovel.
Until the handle rotted on it. So I've only had it. I've had that snow shovel. 35 years.
35 years?
Yeah,
wow.
I had a snow shovel, yeah.
And I got to tell you, the monkey grass I knocked down back in February.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's coming up. It looks good. And
now this year I cut my dwarf yopons back. Those little tiny deer antlers in the front.
Yes.
They were getting too big.
And last week you told us the dwarf yopons, you told me to take my diesel-powered hedge trimmers and just go through and knock them off.
Just flat-top them, yeah.
And I did it.
And they'll make a real nice hemisphere.
Yes,
I did that. Yours are just too irregular upright, and this will introduce some regularity.
Now my arborvitae, what do you call those? The
Groot Spire. No, not you have emerald arborvitae.
Emerald arborvitae. Uh-huh. I haven't got the, I want to tie them together, so I've got to get that done today.
Yeah.
So
you'd want to use something that's flexible and expandable so that you don't pinch. You don't want to use a wire.
Baling wire?
No, don't use baling wire. If you do use baling wire.
Baling wire?
Put a piece of fuel line around it.
Fuel line?
Yeah.
What about hose?
Hose too, but in your case, your scale is real small, and the hose just simply doesn't bend that way. So go yank some fuel line off the tractor, and then put your baling wire through.
Then it won't be able to start the tractor.
Well, one thing or the other. Do you want nice looking arborvitae,
or do you want your tractor,
or do you want a tractor?
Okay. Anyway, it is greening up around here, and the state tree, or red bud, they're blooming.
They're popping out nicely, you bet. It's going to be a good year for red buds.
Have you ever noticed our red buds is our state tree, and once after the bloom, they're really not that good looking in a tree. And our state flower is the mistletoe, which is a parasite. And
yes, it's difficult to come up with a state tree when our weather is so extreme. And the state flower also, when we have such now the cone flower would be a really good state flower.
And then
they
our
grow
state
all
bird,
over the place.
Our state bird, I love our state bird though.
Yeah, the scissor tail.
The scissor tail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody, we have big scissor tails.
Yeah. I've seen them there.
But anyway, with the gardens and the yards are starting to green up.
Yeah, it's time to in the lawn. Bermuda grass and zoysia grass is growing now. Crabgrass will be up shortly. I put the surf land on my yard last weekend.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Surf land would be fine. Then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It worked very good against crab. I used it last year. Very, very little crabgrass.
So I could get my surf land out and just go spray it right now.
Yeah, that'll help. It'll curb crabgrass significantly.
Okay.
Of course, you keep your grass real high, so you don't have much of a problem with crabgrass.
Well, last year I used MSMA about four times out on the yard, and I finally knocked it back.
Okay.
Of course, that was in August.
Yeah.
With all the rain, it was coming up like crazy.
If you have crabgrass in August, just forget it.
I got to tell you.
You're too late.
That crabgrass will bog your mowers down.
I know.
So
it's terrible.
I would say go get the pre-emergent on right now.
We've got, at the nursery, we also have prodiamine in a granular form. Mm-hmm. You can put it down. You know, the thing with granulars and wind is we are expecting some 400-500 mile an hour winds today. So it'll blow up and get the neighbor's yard real good. So you want to make sure to water it down, even though it's rained. If you do put a granular type herbicide on, you want to make sure to water it down pretty good.
It is a windy day.
It is going to be windy today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so.
Gust up to around 30.
You get some rocks. We got all kinds of rocks you can put in your pocket, too.
So it's not a good day to go flying.
Well, it depends on what you're flying, actually.
Kites.
Oh.
Anyway, so.
They'll come down in pieces.
So anyway, if we get a pre-emergent down right here in the next week or so.
We're in the window right now. And actually, St. Patrick's Day is the beginning of the window.
Okay.
We have had some warm temperatures in the night as well as the day recently, and the crabgrass is growing, sprouting.
Wanting to germinate now.
It's going to germinate right now. So you want to make sure to go ahead and get that pre-emergent down as soon as possible. There are some post-emergence alternatives for that.
MSMA.
MSMA is not available to the general public anymore.
It isn't?
No, it's arsenic. Not good for the water table. So we're using alternatives for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've still got some.
Well, good. I think I've got a bottle of R12, too. You want to show me?
Well,
But anyway, that's some chlordane back to
chlordane. Now, you're talking about getting rid of roaches. Chlordane would get rid of them.
And everything else.
Yeah. It's pretty much all inclusive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, there's nothing else going on, so we're just, well, working the yard, Larry.
Yeah. Work in the yard, get the grass. I know that some of my neighbors are starting to pull out some of their privet hedges that have been there for years. And people are sprucing up the house. I see a lot of people outside driving around. And this gives us opportunity to get out in the fresh air and the sunshine and make our properties look nice.
It's going to look good.
You bet.
Everything's looking good.
Get things all trimmed up and looking pretty.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right. What else is time to plant? Some ornamentals. What ornamentals can we plant right now? Anything?
Well, a lot of perennials, creeping phlox. We do have some creeping phlox available. And a lot of perennials, the dianthus right now, the, Litten rose, helleborus, you can plant that right now. We got in some really, really nice looking dogwood trees.
Really?
So if you need a dogwood tree, we got some pink
ones. Dogwoods need to be in kind of a shady, cooler area because, man, out there where I live, they wouldn't make it.
Yeah, you can plant one on the parts of town where you really don't want to go. The shady parts of town, yeah. Oh.
But anyway,
they do like shielding from the midday sun.
Sometime around late June, it would start not enjoying it.
Right there. There are some dogwoods in town that are in the wide open sun. I know, just down the street from me, you need to go when you're walking down the road. Look down the road and north a little bit. On the west side of the road, there's a house there. They got a whole about 5 dogwood trees out in an island, and they're thriving.
Really?
Full open sun.
Wow.
You just the timing is very important. The soil preparation is very important. The dogwoods have a very narrow range in which they can survive. So the good drainage is and this particular situation it's on a slope. And they're drained very well.
What about our mater plants? Can we go ahead and put those in the ground now?
Sure.
We're not going to get out the windowsill and stick them in the ground.
We got more.
I don't know. I kind of looked at the long term, Larry, and it doesn't look like there's much out there.
What?
As far as cooler temps.
No, I think it's going to. I think we're past done with it. with the freeze.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Unless we have some freak thing in 2 weeks,
we should
be pretty well free.
We had no thunder in January.
Really? No, we didn't, did we?
So you know what that means?
We had some yesterday, last night rather.
You know what they say?
No thunder.
If you have thunder in January, you'll have a freeze in May.
Yeah. Okay.
A frost. That's what the Indians always say.
So. Yeah. Well, it works. So
you lost several times to me on that.
Oh, wait a minute.
Calling in the markers now.
We're still not even on the prime rib.
All right, let's take a break.
It's been 10 years.
And get some calls coming in here.
All right, once again, the phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with more after this 2.5-minute timeout.
This is News Radio K1, AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, and online at bartlesvilleradio.com.
Area COVID-19 postponements and closings brought to you by Truity Credit Union and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance. Businesses affected by the governor's Safe at Home executive order will temporarily close or alter operations in compliance with the order. Gatherings of 10 people or more are not allowed statewide temporarily to help curb the spread of COVID-19. Businesses affected by the City of Bartlesville's emergency declaration are temporarily closed or have altered their operations in compliance with the ordinance. Catholic Charities Mary Martha Outreach is not accepting donations at this time. The Bartlesville K-Life 11th Annual Run the Ville will be virtual instead of physical. This year, the K1 Cooking Extravaganza has been postponed to September 1st. Food distribution, we have Agape Mission of Bartlesville serving to-go meals only. Catholic Charities Mary Martha's Outreach still serving food through their drive-thru. Please check with your public school system for student meal services. Dewey First United Methodist Church is having drive-in church at Don Tyler Park, Sundays at 10 a.m. Listen to K-Rig 104.9 for audio. Highland Park Baptist Church has canceled all services until April 6th. Spirit Church moving to online services. Grace Community Church, online service live Sundays Fridays at 10:45 at gccbartlesville.org or on facebook.com. Bartlesville First Baptist, all on-campus activities canceled, and we have the Sunday morning services online at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. at mybfbc.org. Highland Park Baptist Church will move to online services. Oak Park United Methodist Church. We have First Presbyterian Church, all services canceled. Also canceling Lenten musical moments and performances. Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church canceling all services until Easter Sunday. Westminster Presbyterian Church closed. Memorial Christian Church, no services till further notice. Sooner Park Wesleyan Church closed till further notice. Also, First Wesleyan Church in Bartlesville. Traditional and contemporary services will be held at fwcbartlesville.org. First Church of the Nazarene will air on KYFM only and online at facebook.com. And that's a look at your COVID-19 closings and cancellations brought to you by Trudy Credit Union and Brian Kennedy, Farmers Insurance. Good morning and welcome back. It's Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass, and we've got your phone calls ready to roll here, and the lines are open at 1-800-749-5936, toll free, and let's go to line number one. Hi, good morning. You're on the air. Your question.
Well, it's not so much a question. I'm kind of disappointed in you, Larry. The state floral emblem is mistletoe, but the state flower is the Oklahoma rose. Just so you know.
Oklahoma rose, okay. Yeah, there is an Oklahoma rose, yes.
Yes, there is. And just so you know. Yeah, they changed. They went to the state flower, the Oklahoma rose, in 2004. Because everybody was complaining about mistletoe being a parasite. So, just so you know, you need to pass that on to the hierarchy there at the station.
Okay.
You know, I know you didn't make the faux pas yourself, Larry, but you know, I really really expected you to correct him on that.
Oklahoma Rose, gotcha.
Sorry. You guys have a great morning.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Sounds like a song. My Oklahoma Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma Rose is a pretty one, actually.
It is.
So anyway, back to lawns.
Okay.
It is still time to put down the crabgrass control. It's getting to be a good time to establish some zoysia and Bermuda grass if you haven't yet. Get the sod down. get that growing in.
Mm-hmm.
We did some zoysia sod this last winter, and I got an email from the customer. It's growing. It's growing.
It's growing.
Yay, finally. So thank goodness. So anyway, that's coming up and doing very well. crabgrass control, prime time right now to do that. We've had some rather odd up and down weather.
Mm-hmm.
The Bermuda grass will be, crabgrass will be up real soon. And if you missed the boat, we do have some post-emergent controls other than the MSMA
mm-hmm.
to control the post-emergent crabgrass control. The secret to that is to get it before it really gets well established, because it can be very difficult to control. The difference between the chemical works in a certain way in the crabgrass, and as it matures, there's very little difference between Bermuda grass and crabgrass, and it'll adversely affect your Bermuda grass because you have to repeat applications mm-hmm. for it to work. So be aware of it, and when you're mowing your grass, if you get this grass that's growing faster than the Bermuda grass after you mow, that's probably crabgrass, and you want to control it as soon as possible. Typically, if you do put a pre-emergent down, you're going to have some come up.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eliminate it completely, and just pull that up. I wouldn't mm-hmm. hit the panic button. Just go pull it up.
Yeah, get it out of there.
Dandelions are in their peak right now. We were at a yard yesterday. Beautiful dandelions, just almost a solid yellow. It's really kind of nice. I was going to tell them they're edible, but I better not.
No, dandelion soup.
Yeah, dandelion wine soup and all that.
Oh yeah.
So. Roses right now, but the roses are really growing out good right now. Right now you want to prune out the damaged winter tips. In other words, on some of the tips, they'll be just this brown stuff. Where the leaves have dried up and all that, you want to trim that out of the roses right now at this point, too. Time to give them some fertilizer, too. No time for heavy pruning. That should have been done a month ago, so if you missed the boat, well, you got to live with it, but
you missed your opportunity
You can still do it, but the plants have invested all that energy in their growth and all that. So It's also time, if you do have some hybrid tees, which not very many people have those anymore, because mm-hmm. they're so difficult to maintain, begin a spray program for fungus and whatnot. Because as it gets warmer and with all the rain we're having, the black spot's going to be a real issue on roses. So a lot of the newer varieties are resistant to black spot. So there's not much of a problem with that. Mm-hmm. We do have also at the nursery some systemic fungicide to control that too. Trees right now, what to do. Dogwoods are making a really good show this year. Look for new growth on leaf buds. Avoid pruning your dogwoods at this point. Avoid pruning most of your trees at this point because they're up and growing real well. If you have some physical damage on the tree, you might want to consider trimming that out as a result of maybe some storms or some winter damage or whatever. It's good to do a good medical, if you will, pruning on them. Just so all that weight isn't out there on a damaged branch and cause some breakage and so on.
Do a little surgery.
Yeah, so look at the branching structure and look for stuff that might be broken on your trees. Fertilizing also, good time for that too. Refrain from heavy fertilization on your dogwood trees. They are kind of shallow rooted and then they don't grow that fast, so they don't need a whole lot of fertilizer all at once. So just a light application around your dogwood trees. They'd be fine on those. But Japanese maples are really growing out very fast, and they are a maple. So you can give them a little bit more juice, but try not to overdo it on them either. Okay. It makes them weak if they grow real fast. And then when we get our 300-mile-an-hour winds,
they don't do so well.
So it is a good time to fertilize your trees and shrubs. Always follow the directions on the fertilizer. There's so many directions and so many types of fertilizer, so many brands out there. So many different formulas of fertilizer for your trees. Always follow the directions.
It's not a cookie cutter, one size fits all, that's for sure.
Not exactly, no. So I use a broad spectrum type fertilizer. And actually, in my maple trees up front, I never consciously fertilize them. They get enough from the yard. Mm-hmm. They're mature, they're big, and the root
system. They know what they're doing.
And the root system is way out. So they get their nutrients from way out there. So anyway, so don't worry about the great big trees. They got, if you keep your yard fertilized, they've got enough.
Good. We're going to have to take a quick break, Larry, and we've got more of your calls coming up here at 1-800-749-5936. And once again, it's time for a two-minute timeout, We'll be right back after this.
Spring is here and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is open. For those of you that don't want to get out, Green Thumb offers curbside service or delivery to your home. Ultraviolet light kills viruses, and Green Thumb's plants are treated with ultraviolet light by Mother Nature. And arriving weekly, vegetable, herbs, trees, and shrubs. So come see what's new at Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on No Water Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Peter's True Value wants to remind you that it's time for spring lawn care. Reseed your lawn now with Phil's Mix. Phil's Mix is a blend of 10 different varieties of fescue grass that grows in the sun and even in the shade. Start reseeding your lawn today with Phil's Mix. Only available at Peter's True Value in Dewey. And Peter's now has onion sets and seed potatoes in stock. Stop in today for all your lawn and garden needs at Peter's True Value, 1865 North Osage in Highway 75 in Dewey.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. This has been a significant week for our city. In the midst of the current COVID-19 crisis, our mayor and city council have issued a declaration of emergency. Our governor has called for a day of prayer. We are thankful for the guidance of all of our leaders, especially when they call us to pray. So I invite you to join me for a second week of interactive prayer for our city this Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. here on KWON AM 1400 and FM 93.3 or on Facebook Live or on KWONTV.com. If you'd like to pray along at home, you can download the new prayer outline by clicking the Pray for Our City button at BartlesvilleRadio.com. And let's pray together for the welfare of our city.
Listen to K1 anywhere and with Amazon Echo.
Alexa, tune to KWON Bartlesville.
Getting station KWON.
One more way to enjoy your favorite station. K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're back, and it is the Green Country Gardener, Larry Glass, with us. I'm Tom, and you can give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. And, boy, we've been talking about the trees and stuff and fertilization and also your yard. What's next on the list? We've been going right through.
Also with your trees. Okay. Oh, yeah. Great, Larry. I'd really love to have a tree in my yard. Where do I plant it? Well, you want to keep it away from utility lines, of course.
Yeah.
Your water line coming in the house, the sewer line going out of the house. You need to know where that is.
Sure.
If you don't, well, maybe your plumber can find the sewer line for you.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, the meter is out front at the curb, and it's a straight line into the house. Typically, that's the way they work. So, actually, I've seen some houses. We've done sprinkler systems for houses. The line to the house is a 200-pound, three-quarter-inch PVC.
Ooh, well, that's kind of fragile.
Yes, a 200 PSI PVC. Sounds like a lot of water pressure, but really, when you consider water hammer and the durability of this pipe, it's what we call thin wall pipe.
Yeah.
And run into a lot of that, and then people plant trees, and they wonder why the water line breaks, because it crushes it. So anyway, if you do, so you want to watch out for that. There's a lot of them in Sooner Park have a 200 PSI pipe going into the house. So you want to be conscious of that when you locate a tree. So anyway, that and, of course, the power lines out there, they say keep them 15 feet away. That's not necessarily trunk, but that's the canopy of the tree, 15 feet away from the power lines. So if you put a tree that's 30 feet in diameter, you want to have it 30 feet away from the which will put it probably right in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, they're making it pretty darn tough to plant a tree and be responsible, you know.
And there are species of trees, some of them that grow upright, some of them that don't get so wide. So if you have a situation that's really tight, you might consider getting some narrow upright growing trees.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something like the upright English oak.
There you go.
Narrow and upright growing. There's some, we call this fastidiated plants. They're fastidiate. So an upright growing tree.
Oh, good.
Another one is a small tree. There are some small trees. Redbud's a small tree. And the Shantung maple is a small one. Japanese maples and dogwoods, those are all kind of small trees.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have them relatively close to the house and all that, too. So not necessarily I want a big shade tree in the backyard. But, yeah, the power lines are 10 feet from my house. Well, I'm sorry, but it's not going to work. So you want to pick the tree species carefully and really know your parameters before you pick out a tree or come by the nursery and ask about what kind of tree I can have. Mm-hmm. Know where all this stuff is prior to going out there so that makes the tree selection a lot easier, not only for the short term, but for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
And drainage patterns are another thing, too. Our soil here we're relatively flat, and some of the houses are relatively flat, and the water goes nowhere. You walk outside right now, and you need to put on these waders or something. It's so wet. And a lot of trees will not establish in an area where the soil is wet. And also, your drainage patterns carries the water away from the house. And if you put a tree in that drainage pattern, the root mass will swell and cause a backup of water. And then you have to open the back door and the front door and let the water run through when it rains. See, it's a real simple solution. Yeah.
Not the best, but...
So make sure to, number one, be aware of the utility lines. Number two, be very aware of your drainage patterns when you pick out where your tree is supposed to go.
Right. We're going to have to take another quick break. Okay. Got a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back after this.
Although a Republican, Frank Phillips was a man who wisely hedged his bets. And so it was that even though he backed the other candidate, in December 1935, he invited Elliott Roosevelt, the son of President Franklin Roosevelt, to Willow Rock. According to reports, the menu for the day was elk barbecue and beer. Mr. Phillips had already cooked up a plan to make the weekend a bit more special for Roosevelt and for the other guests. Roosevelt wanted to shoot a buffalo, so Frank gave him a rifle, and out they went to stalk their prey. Elliott Roosevelt was considered an excellent shot, but as the herd of massive animals roared past, Roosevelt fired once and then twice, but no buffalo hit the ground. Frank's ranch manager, Griff Graham, seized the gun from Roosevelt, took quick aim, and killed the buffalo. Roosevelt was embarrassed to have been such a poor shot in front of friends and his distinguished host, and he took a good-natured ribbing for his shooting skills throughout dinner. When finally Mr. Phillips, roaring with laughter, admitted they had loaded the gun with two blanks. That evening, Mr. Phillips had to leave the ranch for a meeting in Chicago, but Roosevelt remained behind to try again, this time with live ammunition. The next day, Roosevelt wired Frank Phillips the following message: 1,600 pounds and a beauty, and this one only took one shot. The magic of Woolarock, just as it is today. Come see us soon, and welcome home to Woolarock.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
All right, good morning. And we are back here with the Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. I'm Tom Davis, and your phone calls are always welcome at 1-800-749-5936. Larry, where are we here?
Another thing that's coming on, it's been a real bad problem the last few years, and it's getting worse. It's scale on crepe myrtles.
Ooh, scale.
Crepe myrtle scale. You know you have crepe myrtle scale if you have the remains of the insect on your plant at this point. It looks kind of like sawdust stuck to the plant. And the bark itself is darker in color. That's the fungus, rather mold, living on the honeydew from the scale insect. And they overwinter with, you know, their eggs all in the wintertime. And anyway, it's time to be proactive on that with some systemic insecticide.
Okay.
Because it can be really bad. Look at your crepe myrtles. Look at them real, real close. Every house I go to has scale on the crepe myrtles.
Every.
It's becoming ubiquitous, if you will. So you want to go ahead and be proactive at this point and use the systemic insecticide to control the scale.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's bad is lace bugs on people's azaleas. Lace bugs are a problem that came in town about 8 or 10 years ago around there, and they started, and now everybody's azaleas have lace bugs.
Mm.
And the leaves on it, the characteristic of lace bugs is the leaves turn a pale green color, almost on a drab, olive drab, army kind of color. And the underside of the leaves has a lot of little brown spots on it where the lace bug probes into the leaf and scoops out the palisade mesophyll layer in your leaf.
That's pretty rude.
So, really, I know. And it now the azaleas are leafing out right now. The new leaves are looking really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to do that on your azaleas as well. And the imidacloprid has been a real good agent for both of these problems, the scale and the lace bugs. But it takes it time to get into the plant. You have to be ahead of the game, if you
can't
will.
Be reactive.
Yeah. Reactive, because the symptoms are there, and scale is so tough to control.
Mm-hmm.
And typically the control for scale is an oil of some kind, a summer oil or something, and that's not good on your plants in the heat. So it double doses them and gets them sick from the oil as well.
Oh, you can't have that.
So right now you have a ground floor opportunity to control these insects. And it's very simple to do. You mix up the imidacloprid in a bucket and pour it on the ground. Very simple.
Very simple.
So anyway, that's what we need to watch out for now for your pests and things. Another thing people are aware of right now is landscaping. And we do offer a landscape design service, and which I emailed out a whole bunch of them this week. So we can do that through the email if you want to see the results. It's quicker that way. And,
okay.
And then you can look at it on your computer and zoom in and all that. It's kind of fun. And so we do that too. I'm the one who does all that. So give us a call. And we have to do that by appointment. If you can't pick a time when you can be home, kind of tell us what you might want in a landscape, and I can come up with a design. And it's easy to do alternatives on the design, too.
Oh, great.
So
makes it pretty easy.
What I do is I model the house in three dimensions, take pictures of your house and measure it, and get all the windows in there and the roof lines and all that. And you can see how these plants work with your house.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. So it sounds like you kind of have a little fun with that.
It's a lot of fun. It is.
Wow. And,
sometimes some of these houses, they're so difficult to model. Golly. Mm-hmm. The roof lines are crazy. So
everybody wants unique.
It's not always precisely but it gets really, really close. And the colors of the house, the brick type and siding and all that, the colors are all there. Mm. Anyway, come by the nursery. Check us out. We've got all kinds of stuff coming in. The perennials are coming in. Mm-hmm. We've got some really good color coming on those also. The annuals are starting to come in. We're getting, and we got tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Oh, tomatoes. Check out our tomatoes or your tomatoes, whichever you might want to do. Anyway, check them out. And all kinds of
but don't plant them too close to your Irish potatoes.
And the wind chimes, too. You don't have to water wind chimes. We got some of those. And we have some cacti and other kind of plants, too.
Ah,
so anyway, when preparing your soil, get some compost and working in. You want to keep that shovel sharp. We'll see you next week.
All right, Larry, thank you very much. We got CBS News coming your way next.
Don't wait for a rumble. Get earthquake insurance at Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K2.